It's Wednesday, August 28th, 2024, and here's the latest of the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A seven man sentenced for a fatal shooting last September. Former President Donald Trump visits La Crosse tomorrow. RFK Jr. and Jill Stein will remain on November's ballots, and the state aims to match federal standards for the PFAS levels in public wells. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A 19-year-old siren man will serve 7 years in prison and 10 years of extended supervision for a fatal shooting last year. Ashton Heyer pled guilty in June to first-degree intentional homicide and felon in possession of a firearm. Burnett County Judge Melissa Mogan sentenced him on Monday. Five other felony charges were dismissed. Heyer was arrested September 1st of last year after calling police to say he had shot a man at a rural siren residence. The victim, 37-year-old Aaron Holmstrom, died at the scene. Former President Donald Trump has scheduled a campaign stop in Wisconsin. Ted Allen tells us more.
The Republican presidential nominee will host a town hall in La Crosse Thursday. The Trump campaign says the event at the La Crosse Center will have Trump outlining his agenda aimed at making America affordable again. He'll also listen to the concerns of Wisconsinites heading into the November election. Trump's La Crosse stop will follow a visit earlier in the day to Michigan, where he'll deliver remarks about the economy. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Despite his request to withdraw his nomination papers, Robert Kennedy Jr. will appear on the Wisconsin presidential ballot this fall. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs says the statute on removing candidates is clear.
The statute literally says if you file nomination and qualifies, you may not decline the nomination, and the name of that person shall appear upon the ballot except in the case of the death of the person. The only way he gets to not be on the ballot is to up and die, which I'm assuming he has no plans of doing, so he has to be put on the ballot.
The commission also voted to put Green Party candidate Jill Stein and other third-party candidates on the November ballot. Wisconsin seeks to bring PFAS standards in line with new federal regulations. In April, the Environmental Protection Agency set individual limits for two of the most widely studied PFAS chemicals at 4 parts per trillion and 3 other PFAS at 10 parts per trillion. The Department of Natural Resources says under the changes, around 90 public water systems will need to treat their water or drill a new well to meet federal regulations. New federal regulations require water systems to be tested for PFAS by 2027. The DNR says roughly 2,000 public water supplies in Wisconsin have already been tested, and about 95% of those have PFAS levels below federal limits. A judge says Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers properly used his partial veto powers on a literacy bill. Evers signed a bill in July 2023 that created an early literacy coaching program and grants. The state budget set aside $50 million for the initiatives, but the bill didn't allocate any money. Evers signed another bill in February that Republicans maintained created guidelines for allocating the $50 million. Evers used his partial veto powers on the bill to change multiple allocations into a single appropriation for school officials. Republicans sued in April, alleging the partial vetoes were unconstitutional since the governor can only exercise those powers on bills that appropriate money. A circuit court judge ruled Tuesday that the bill makes appropriations. State officials announced a new plan for tax credits that fund low to moderate income housing in Wisconsin. Sean Maloney tells us more.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Authority say the qualified allocation plan includes changes to use the federal and state tax credits effectively and to reach as many communities as possible. That includes redefining categories that promote resource distribution, modifications to the competitive and non-competitive application process, and updating and revising scoring categories to respond to the current state of the housing market. According to the governor, WEDA awarded $69 million in federal and state tax credits during the 2023-24 period to create more than 2,900 affordable housing units. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.